Both young and old, both rich and poor, give ear unto these verses which I shall declare, and give good heed to that which here is penned, and strive in time your wicked lives to mend. But yet there's many that doth not regard, till for their sins they have a just reward, but still goes on their wicked courses run, until both soul and body be undone. Therefore, good people, let us have a care, and unto Christ with speed let us repair. Leave off your sins which now do so abound, for 'twas for sin that once the world was drowned. How many sins within this land we see, in high and low of every degree, both rich and poor they now do live at strife, and great debate is betwixt man and wife. Brother and sister, they do disagree, as by experience now we daily see, and children that have hardly use of tongue will swear and curse as they do pass along. And some will curse their parents to their face. Methinks to them it is a foul disgrace, but 'tis forbidden in the laws of God. Therefore let's serve him all with one accord. The sin of pride we see doth so excel in men and women now the truth to tell, and for that sin we read that Satan fell from an high angel to a devil in hell. Also we read of Dives pomp and state, and of poor Lazarus that lay at his gate. In Abram's bosom he was nourished, and with sweet comforts he was daily fed. While Dives for one drop did call and cry, to cool his tongue he did in torments lie. But any comfort could he not receive, because poor Lazarus he would not relieve. In fashion strange and many a fond delight, we please our fancies now both day and night, and never think upon this day to come, although our glass have 1 hour to run. There's many now that to the church do go, their pomp and pride and bravery to show, more than to hear the sacred word of God. But let us such beware his heavy rod. Be not too covetous in heart and mind, nor to that sin be not too much inclined. Remember Judas, how he was too bold, for covetousness his Lord and Master sold. Be not too prudent in this worldly wealth, do not too trust it, for it is but pelf. 'Twill fade away and leave thee in the dust, From thence thou cam'st, and thither return thou must. Lord, give us grace to understand aright thy holy laws, and therein rake delight, and comfort those thou which are comfortless, and help the widow in her great distress. Likewise the fatherless, O Lord, defend, and thy true grace unto all Christians send, and grant that we thy holy name may fear, and serve thee still with heart most pure and clear. How many messengers the Lord hath sent to give us warning that we should repent, but yet our hearts so stubborn are, I say, that we God's holy word will not obey. Sermons on sermons we do daily hear by ministers well learned, as doth appear, to give us warning to repent our sin, which we so long time now have lived in. All you that read these lines which here are penned, observe them well, and strive your lives to mend, for time doth slide and swiftly pass away, hour or minute, for no man will stay. Our time which in this world we have to spend, in prayers and tears unto the Lord let's send, for to defend us from all Satan's power that seeks our souls and bodies to devour. Now to conclude, the God of peace and love grant that our souls may dwell in heaven above, and grant our King and Queen a prosperous reign, the gospel pure amongst us to remain.